Santa's coming soon.
Or you know.
That's what the parents are telling the children right now. Santa's coming.
Come on.
Yeah.
All during the Christmas season, it's emphasized over and over. Children are reminded Santa is coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be nice. He'll bring you a good gift. Children are told that Santa will come in the night. Unbeknownst, while you're asleep. Does that ring a bell to you all?
Yeah.
He'll come through the walls.
You know it not.
He'll sneak down the chimney while you're unaware and fast asleep. Santa Claus will come in a flash and a streak across the sky. What about Jesus and his coming, Revelation 22:20? He, Jesus, which testified of these things, says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward, my gift, my reward is with me.
Yeah.
To give unto every man according as his work shall be. The Bible said Jesus will come as a thief in the night. I want to be ready. Raise your hand. I want to be ready. I want Jesus as my Lord and my Savior and my King, my gift giver. He's my royalty.
Glory.
Woo! Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. Santa can't give you anything to make you happy. It's a figment of man's imagination, but the devil gets the glory out of it all. Until it breaks God's heart, to look down and see the enemy stealing little minds away from him.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on,
buddy.
Stealing their minds.
Come on.
Why are not the world's children taught the Christmas message? Yeah. The true story of our Savior's birth and why that he came? Why are they not taught to go to Jesus, to look to Jesus and not a man?
Come on now.
Why ain't they taught to pray and to seek the Lord for heaven's gifts? Why don't they know about our Lord coming soon to judge all of the earth's people?
Yeah.
And to reward them, to reward the good and to punish the evil and the bad?
Yeah.
Yes, for the most part, Santa has stolen Christmas. He's looked to and believed in more than our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Santa is the giver of gifts. He's the rewarder of being good, you lying devil, you.
That's exactly right.
Oh, God.
That's exactly right.
Oh, God. What has happened to our nation's most important and revered holiday? It is mine too, Brother Jason. Don't this world know? Or ain't they aware of the greatest gift that was ever given? Or do they even really care? Don't they know the true meaning that God so loved the world that he gave heaven's greatest and dearest gift? He gave his own son the gift of eternal life. God gave us the best gift that money cannot buy. In that manger so many years ago was a baby born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Ghost. God was his father. Was the child's father, the God of this universe, our creator, came to earth in the form of a man, the God of glory, wrapped in human flesh. Instead of a fancy home, he was born in a cattle stable. Instead of fancy wrapping paper, shiny bows and ribbons, this gift was wrapped in swaddling clothes, wound in strips of cloth to keep off the cold. Instead of a Christmas tree decked with flashing lights and ornaments. God hung a bright star in the sky that shined down over the place where the little child lay in a cattle stable. The star lit up the whole sky. It was seen across many miles from distant lands. The Son of God has come to earth. He's a star that came out of Jacob. He's a scepter that has risen in Israel. Hey, Mary, don't you know who you hold in your arms? That holy child is born of thee, is the Son of God. Oh, Mary, don't you know that the angel Gabriel said to you, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Isaiah the prophet said, this child, hallelujah, that has come, is Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. A multitude of the angels singing of his birth out in the field. We bring you glad tidings and peace on earth and goodwill toward men. For unto you is born this day, woo, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He is God's gift to you of everlasting life. Nothing, I say nothing, or nobody, or no one can ever take Jesus' place. He is Lord. He is Lord. He's a soon coming, a King of kings and the Lord of lords.
Yes.
Hey, Lord, I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I have him. I'm telling you, he's alive. He's royal. And he lives in me. And he saved me. And he gave me the best gift that anybody could ever give me. And it's salvation through his blood.
Hey. Glory.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory.
I dig, I dig. And if I ain't happy about it, I'll keep digging till I will find. That's just put in me. God put it in there. Look close, real close. You got your ears tuned? Look at the word Santa. If you switch the letters a little bit, you've got Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Look one more angle, one more time. Turn the letters again, and you've got Sanat. Satan, Sanat, Sanat, Sanat. Sanat Kumera is worshipped by New Age groups as God. Sanat Kumera is a supreme Hindu god who rules a mystical kingdom. He resides in the most sublime center of our planet. It ain't innocent.
Come on, Tom.
Come on. No, it ain't.
The mother of the New Age movement, Mistress H.P. Blavatsky. Blavatsky. She's the mother of the New Age movement. She said in her book on page 350, the book titled The Secret Doctrine, volume 2, quote, the name isn't important to pronounce it. It is the letters that are in it that is the most important. Santa has the same letters as Satan. And according to Gail Ripplinger, I've got the book. Oh, Nick, O-L-E, Nick, oh, Saint Nick, oh, Nick, is listed as the name of a fallen angel in the dictionary of fallen angels. There's a dictionary of fallen angels. O Nick is one of the spirits, one of the fallen angels in that book by Gail Ripplinger. New Age Bible versions, page 53. You know, it pays to study.
Yeah.
I don't want to be deceived.
No.
Come on, that's right. That's right.
I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth's what I want.
Yes.
Now, there was a St. Nicholas, but Satan used that.
Yeah.
This man was a bishop. He was a monk, and he was very wealthy and kind. He had a reputation for helping the poor and secretly, listen, secretly giving gifts to people that were in need. Out of this man's kindness of giving, many legends were started about him. The devil saw an opening there. One legend has it that he visits the home of a very poor man who had three daughters who could not get married because they were poverty stricken. Old St. Nicholas dropped a bag of gold down the poor man's chimney, and the bag fell into a stocking that had been hung by the fire to dry. Now, this is truth. I'm giving you truth. I'll never teach you all a lie. And on the legends escalated and have been added to what we have today in most American homes and families. A man who lives at the North Pole when he comes once a year with a sleigh filled with presents pulled by reindeer. And he visits every home in a single night, making every child's wish come true. Their stockings now all over America are hung by the fireplace with the expectation that Santa will put money and gifts on the inside, even nice gift cards. The parents play the plot real well in magnifying Santa while their children are asleep. They secretly slip their presents under the Christmas tree, and the kids can hardly wait till the next morning to see what this great gift giver from the northern part of our universe has brought to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds innocent and cute, don't it? Harmless?
Well,
in a way it does. Old Saint Nick has come and made the children happy. Oh, really? In the Dictionary of Fallen Angels, this name, Old Saint Nick, appears. Now listen, listen close. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary's definition of Old Nick is a name used for the devil. Old Nick means archfiend, Beelzebub, Satan, and Lucifer. So don't ever forget, in this innocent Christmas story of Santa Claus, Satan wears his beautiful, charming cloak of deceit. He wants to pull your children's mind away from Jesus to look to him to receive gifts. Don't ever forget, Satan has power. He has great power to influence and use this world and its charm to bring earthly wealth and fame.
Mm-hmm.
But what good is it all if you don't know and have Jesus?
Right.
When you leave him out of your life, then your life has no real true meaning. Your life will be empty and vain if you don't know and have Jesus. Don't miss out on the true meaning of Christmas this year. I had the laugh the other day.
That's good. That's
good. Our insurance agent called Mary. It's to do with her health insurance. I'm on a separate policy than hers, where I retired. So he wants to know from her, instead of filling papers out and sending a check in, we can take it out of your bank. And said, if you want that, says we'll fix it up. You won't have to ever mail a check in. We'll just deduct it from your bank account. Mary said, that sounds real good. So they talked, I guess, 3, 4, 5 minutes to get all that lined out. So he said, all right, and anything else I can help you with? Mary said, that should do it. That sounds good. We'll just have the money taken out of the bank. And he said, well, happy holidays. Boy, Mary stopped him. She said, sir, she said, it's Merry Christmas. And she said it again, it's Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, he had to say it back.
He had to say it back, and reluctantly, you could hear it in his voice. Okay, Merry Christmas.
And laugh.
And he laughed. But did you know at the Walmarts, a lot of places, in the stores, they are not allowed, those that hire people to work the cash registers are not allowed anymore to say Merry Christmas. They have to say Happy Holidays to you.
Yeah, they won't offend nobody.
That's it.
A Well, I got news for you. I'll offend him one up right one side and down the other. I told Mary, I said, it shall always be Merry Christmas. It's my Jesus and my Christ.
Yeah.
If that offends you, it's all right. You just turn your ears away and your eyes away. I love my Jesus. Raise your loving hand and praise him. I'll tell you what the Lord said. He said, if you'd be ashamed of me, come on.
That's it.
In this evil and a wicked and adulterous generation, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in the glory of my Father. Oh, Lord, it's Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Come on, don't let the liberals take it away from you.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
She said, sir, it's Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, Merry Christmas. I'll tell you what has happened to our generation. Nobody wants to stand up anymore.
No, it's true.
Let the liberals rule, let them have their way, and they want to squelch this. They want to put duct tape right over your mouth. It ain't going to work.
Come on now.
I told Mary, I said, I'm getting right to where I can only die one time. I love it, Brother Jason. God's put it in my heart. I can only die one time. You can slap me on both sides of the cheek. That's just fine. I tell you what, I'm looking for Jesus to come. Woo! I said, I'm looking for the Lord to come.
That's it.
He's coming and his reward is with him. Raise your head and praise him. He's coming in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. He's coming to get his own.
He's coming.
The Bible said he's coming for them that love his appearing. And if I read that scripture right, Brother Tom, that means those that ain't got any condemnation. Have you ever run into anybody that can't look you into the eyes? When you talk about to them and they hide and they can't look you into the eyes, something must be a condemning them. Something must be in their life when they can't look somebody holy and a living righteous, and when you can't look them in the eye. But that lets me know that if I love his appearing, I have no condemnation. Hallelujah, my heart, I'm ready for him to come.
Thank God. I'm ready. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In concluding, don't ever glorify Satan in any way by giving the glory and attributes of our God in Jesus Christ to Santa Claus or any other pagan holiday. Hallelujah. Santa is a counterfeit God, and people are honoring Satan when they teach their children to believe in Santa Claus. They must teach their children the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No doubt it has probably happened many times that when they finally got old enough to realize Satan was just a made-up, fabricated, fake lie, a tale of folklore, they may never believe in Jesus.
That's later on.
Their innocent little minds and hearts have been misled by it, and their faith has been damaged. Too much, really, to believe in a Savior anymore. That's what Satan seeks to do, is to deceive and bring disillusionment to little trusting hearts. Does it look innocent to you now? It might on the surface, but don't let the image fool you. Magnify Christ this Christmas season and give your full allegiance to him. Raise your hand and praise him one more time. To you, Lord, I look, and you are worthy.
Praise God.
He
is worthy.
I'll tell you all that it's amounting to is the Antichrist spirit is getting stronger, and it's getting stronger in our age, in this last hours before Christ comes. And the devil's a wooling people down. He's wooling them down to accept this Antichrist spirit.
Come on.
Our government hates him.
Yes.
Away with him.
Exactly right.
The chaplains in our military branch services are not even allowed to mention Jesus. You can pray all you want to over the soldiers out there on that battlefield. They'll go out there and some will get their legs blowed off, and some will carry shrapnel in their bodies the rest of their life. They come in here and you ain't allowed to say Jesus Christ to them and pray over them.
Come on, it's true.
Can I ask you all this morning, whose side are you on?
Come on.
What do you really believe? Do you believe this is a matter of life and death?
It is.
Do you all really believe this is a matter of where you're going to spend eternity?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can have the world if you want it this Christmas season, Sister Carolyn, but I'll take Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll take my Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll take the Lord.
That's it.
What was it, the Democratic Party 8 years ago, before even Trump came along? They said in their electioneering, and given their speeches of running for the president of this United States, we will not have God on this platform.
That's what they said.
That's what the liberals say. We don't want God on the Democratic platform. That's all right.
Yeah.
The Bible said in Philippians, Colossians, I think it is, it says, by him, by Jesus, all things consist. Look up the word consist in the Greek. That word consist means it's held together. If something's held together, it cannot fall apart. It cannot be destroyed or pulled apart. Jesus is a saying by our lawmakers and the Supreme Court judges when they judge and pass these laws to give the LGBTQ community, the transgenders, their rights in an American public, and the things that they have to teach now in the schools to teach this. My Lord in heaven, God is a saying, you won't even let the little children pray to me in the classroom. You rip down the Ten Commandments off of the walls in the schools, and the little children and the mommies and daddies are crying when a mad gunman comes in and mows down about a half a dozen of them and leave them laying in a pool of blood. I'm telling you, we're living in a bloody generation that is filled with violence, and nobody loves anymore. Nobody had the love of many is waxing cold. Why is it? Why is it being torn apart? Because Jesus is being removed out of that.
That's it.
Can't have him in the halls of government. Can't have him. They're banning in Canada right now. You can't even have prayer and Bible study. If Canada finds it out, they'll shut you down for having Bible study in your own home.
Oh, Lord.
I'm telling you the truth. I read a lot.
It's coming in on us.
Why, God, did you allow my little boy to get gunned down? It ain't God's fault.
No.
When you remove God, Brother Keith, you remove the hedge. When you leave God out, the hedge comes down and evil comes in, and the devil is no respect of person. He'll destroy you if you don't have Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
The hedge has come down in our universities.
Yeah.
The hedge has come down in our school. Why? Why did you allow this to happen to my little girl? God said, because I ain't allowed in your school anymore.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Preaching it right.
I know. This ain't popular.
Tell him.
Little boys, I read it with my own eyes, are being taught in some schools, and California is the worst state of every one of them.
Yeah.
That's where your first Church of Satan was founded and originated by Anton LaVey.
Yeah.
Lord help us.
The first satanic Bible that was written, Anton LaVey wrote the first satanic Bible.
Good priest.
All of the thou shalt nots in our Bible, thou shalt in Anton LaVey's Bible.
Well,
I forgot the main quote now, but it's, yeah, do as thou wilt. Anton LaVey's Bible, do as thou wilt. To the your own God.
Own God.
Do what you want. Little boys in grade school right now, the teachers are making them write love letters to one another, a little boy
right.
to another little boy, teaching them there is nothing wrong with the LGBTQ, and you must embrace that ideology, you bunch of lying devils.
Come on, Brother Tony.
That's right.
They're being taught to write love letters to break down that barrier to accept everybody.
Yes. You're right.
One school, I sent it to Brother Jason yesterday on my phone. Now the transgenders. Come on. A little girl, she identifies as a boy now, a teenage girl, and she's allowed to go in a locker room and shower wide open in front of the other male students. A girl that says, I'm a boy inside. And the head of the school system said to the teacher, you will stand right there to make sure nothing happens to her because you got to watch it and you got to look at it. And if you don't allow it and allow her to go in there with those, in that locker room with those boys and share with them, you'll lose your job.
Our Lord help us. Opened up the can of
worms. It's come to. It's just the beginning.
I'm not about to bow.
Nope.
And honest to my God, I will not burn.
Right.
Come on now.
That's right.
I bow my knee to him. I'm telling you, it's a sick generation. I told my wife, listen, it ain't going to be very long. God's going to get sick to his stomach with this. It's going to be a stink in his nostrils, and God's going to say, it's it. I'm getting my church out of there.
All right. Judgment's coming.
Are you all saved this morning?
Yeah.
Is everybody under the sound of my voice ready for heaven this morning? Do you really know Jesus? Do you know the reason for the season? Do you really realize you're sitting here this morning? Do you know that Jesus died for you to save you? There's a better place to go. Do you? Are you ready for him?
Are you ready?
I don't want this stuff.
No.
I hate this stuff. It turns my stomach.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And what do you think it's doing to God? I'm telling you, the only reason, Sister Missy, that Jesus has not come yet is because our few of our little loved ones out there still out of the ark of safety, and God's given time to get a hold of them and bring them in. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's the reason Jesus has not come, is because there's still souls to redeem and get them back to the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him. Raise your hand and praise Him. Come on. If it wasn't for that, I believe the Lord had already come. Brother Jason, are you ready here this morning? They want to come to the piano. Are you ready this morning? Has everybody prayed? Do you know the real true meaning? Do you know who Jesus is? Come on. Will you stand with me this morning, everybody in the house? Oh, God. Come, Lord. Come and touch our hearts. Let us know and let us feel your love, God, and your mercy this Christmas season.
Yeah.
My heart's stirred, Brother Tom. I'm broken down on the inside. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our community. Pray that God will send a stirring and a revival, Brother Jason. Let's call on God this morning for our lost loved ones.
Yes.
Come on, let's bow our knees. Come on.
Jesus.
I know. I wish I could have done better with this. Ooh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You better give your heart to God now before it's too late. You better pray now. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, they told him I'm not
Don't you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.